The Audioverse Awards are supported on Patreon by listeners like you. Help us achieve our physical trophy goals by donating $1 or $10. Whatever you would like to give helps. Visit us on the web at patreon.com/audioverseawards. That's patreon.com/audioverseawards. Thank you.
This is Nikki, writer of the UBW, and audio editor on occasion. The UBW is a podcast about friendship, laughter, relationships, navigating your way through life, learning the ropes, and making sure you guarantee yourself some free laser tag. This is our pilot episode, and I truly hope you enjoy.
Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Hey Leon, did you... Oh, headset again.
Huh? Oh, Xavier. Sorry, I was watching a video. A friend filmed us playing paintball, and I wanted to make sure there was nothing too embarrassing here before he decides to post it everywhere, because the guy has, like, no self-restraint at all.
We have homework, though. Did you actually do it, or are you just stalling?
Man, we both know I always do homework early. What about you?
Basically done. Can I watch, too?
Sure, if you've got earbuds.
Always got those.
Podcast nerd.
I like podcasts, and you're obsessed with any game involving shooting people. I put myself the one in best condition. Oh, got pretty good aim.
Nah, not really. Plus, staying away from the other players doesn't make for a good strategy. I was pretty bruised in the last match, though. Didn't feel like getting hit as much this time.
That's why I always take laser tag. All the fun and none of the pain whatsoever.
Yeah, it sounds too good to be true. Though, I've heard there's a group that uses the funds the school provides for clubs to go play that.
Oh? People finally notice.
Yeah, I... Wait, what?
Member of the UBW in the siphoner of school funds at your service.
We've been friends for 2 years, and you never told me you had access to free laser tag?
Well, I can't tell anyone willy-nilly. What's that phrase they say in Maria Love? The best secrets are the ones you haven't told?
Explain telling me now, then.
You're my best friend. You're responsible, interested in games with guns, and already aware that the group exists. Doesn't really break any promises anymore.
Promises?
All of us made a deal not to tell unless there was a friend who already knew. I really wanted to tell you, though. I swear that, at least.
Dude, it's fine. I get it. Even if I would have liked to know. Question though, what the hell does UBW stand for?
Okay, that joke requires backstory. And I don't tell it as well as the others. Actually, maybe they could tell you. And maybe you could play with us. We meet Fridays, would you want to join?
Free paintball minus pain? Do you even need to ask? I swear to God, Xavier, if you don't hurry up, I'm going to take off and leave you behind.
Labor to keep alive in your breath that little spark of such a fire called conscience.
That was another Founding Fathers quote, wasn't it?
George Washington, yes. I'm going as fast as I can, Leon.
I know. Sorry, I'm just excited.
Where are they? I know Xavier's usually late, but this is insane. We're going to have to go in without our scout at this rate. How do we take down the base and cover ground without both of our scouts?
I can always take a scout position, Lizzie. Besides, David can handle scouting on his own for one day. It's the small arena today, right?
Yes, it is. That's why you can't take scout position, Julia. We need defenders. It's too easy for them to reach our base on such a small turf.
Hey, why does Julia get to call you Lizzie? You never let us call you Lizzie.
The girl is stressed and distracted. She could care less about nicknames. Elizabeth, since it's so small and I remember it having lots of tall walls and obstacles, one of us could take a scouting position? Sniping them when there's 1,000 walls in the way gets a lot harder with no higher ground.
True, but it usually makes a difference in how many people reach our base either way. No, best we stick to the usual spots. You in the hidden room by the side of the blue base, and me behind the wall next to ours.
Here. Here, we're here.
We?
I brought a friend from coding class, remember? He's really good at paintball, so I invited him to join. I bet he'd be really good at laser tag, too. Oh, Leon? Everyone, Leon.
Hey. I know, like, half of you did not expect this to be the group that uses club funds to play laser tag, honestly.
Hey, I know you. You're the one that falls asleep in English every class.
To be fair, who stays awake during Smith's lectures?
As much as I dislike those who fall asleep in class, he has a point. Xavier, aren't we not supposed to spread the word of what we spend club meetings doing?
I mean, I got excited when I watched him play, so I sort of invited him.
Well, if he's cute and can handle a gun, I'm not complaining.
Seriously, Kane? No es tan lindo. Me parece que nunca sale de la casa.
Wait, what? Maria?
My cousin speaks Spanish when she doesn't want someone she's friends with to know what she's saying, which is rude, but she won't listen. She's saying that you aren't that cute because you look like you never leave the house, but personally, I think the neon green headphones, slightly baggy sweater, messy curly hair sort of game look suits you.
Thanks?
You're welcome.
We don't have time to continue introductions, I think. The match starts any minute. We should get into the arena, get into position. Leon, you're on trial run. Get an accuracy score of at least 50% and more points than David, and I'll consider letting you join us in matches. Deal?
You should know I never score below 15,000 points a match.
So, strong silent type, I need the best to complete the quest? Sure, I can do this.
Well, welcome to the team, for now. Go on, I'll show you a good starting point to get to the enemy base without getting spotted.
Are you sure about this, Lizzie? We pass as a generally academically inclined club, and I'm not sure what adding him to our roster could do. What if the new principal starts to question the sudden new member?
I don't think he'll bother a club that's been standing a solid 3 years now. Not his first year, at least. By the time he tackles clubs, we'll be gone. What harm could it be? And who knows, we might even find a new friend here.
I don't know, Elizabeth. Chances are the increase in club spending might draw his attention. I keep us mostly under wraps, but there's only so much paperwork you can hide the spending under.
Oh, come on. Have a little faith. Xavier hasn't been this excited about someone in a while. And he's the one that brought us all together, remember? This could be good for us. Now let's get in position. And David?
Yes?
Guarantee this is a challenge, would you? And tell Cece she can have free range this match.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello there, everyone. Now, both teams signed up to battle today have been fighting here for a few years. They're the best here. So, let's give a huge round of applause for the UBW. Reigning champions, their team is a well-oiled machine, ready to bounce and cover each other at any minute. Their team captain, with alias Zenith, is notoriously hard to find and harder to hit. Let's see if they can keep rising to the challenge against the R.E.D., always coming close behind, never quite winning, but conquering anyone else below them. Team Captain with alias Hellfire operates much like UBW member Paragon, a wild card you can never tell just what trick they're going to play. This promises to be an interesting match, so lights out, vests on, and let's see how it goes.
Alright, we can't talk much. Go for the base, and I'll stay close for cover. Do you remember the path I showed you?
Yeah, I do, but I think I've got another idea. Do you mind if I split off and go for it?
If you think it's a good idea, just don't tell Maria. She's the one who keeps us from working as a team when we're in training. She doesn't like the whole separating thing.
Guess I'm not telling Maria then. Good luck, Xavier.
Shoot! Cece, we need backup. They're already here.
Never mind. They weren't that fast.
We've got this. Kane has kept most of them running for their respawn point the moment they get close enough to start attacking. We'll be fine.
I know. I hate this small field, though. There's so many obstacles, it's so easy to lose sight of where you're shooting.
That's life, Mari.
Almost there. Hey, do they not have defenders? A wide open base. Hold on. Sniper, that's how they defend the base, and let the rest of the players run towards ours. If I can just hit the base, it's instant game over. Wait, no. It's 3 times in a row, isn't it?
Yay! Oh, by the way, boys, if you're running grips, I can shoot you all down at once before you spot me. Try to spread out a bit. Maybe hide a little. Then just maybe you'll land a hit.
Did you just
give advice to the enemy? Yep. They hate it when I did that. Turtles!
That. Sure. Okay. Now, got to take down the sniper. Shoot! Nearly got him. Got it! Base undefended. Just gotta.
And it's game over, folks. The UBW may have taken some heavy fire, but in the end, their newest member took down the defense and the base, while the rest of the team focused on getting through enemy lines. Better luck next time, R.E.D. And that's the match!
That was a fun match. Ooh, I got so many points, I don't know what to do with them.
Not as many as me, though.
I did get an overall higher accuracy stat than you did, though. That counts for a lot.
A happy trigger finger takes a few sacrifices, Kane. And that's all I can say. Oh, Leon, how do you do?
A 47% accuracy and 10,354 points? Plus the base claim.
That was super good for the first time, though. Even if it probably wasn't enough for Elizabeth to let you on the team.
Who said it wasn't enough? All I did was give him incentive and a goal. It was too much to ask of someone who had never played the game before. But his score surprises me anyway.
Even I admit, the gamer boy has potential.
So, am I in?
If you'd like to be. We practice Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. Time varies. Matches are always on Fridays. You're free to join and improve your accuracy. You can make a good wild card with a little work.
Thanks. I'll do my best not to let you guys down. This was fun, and way, way less painful than paintball, honestly.
It's part of the reason we picked it. Keeps the clothes less dirty, too.
You know what doesn't help keep clothes clean, but it's incredible anyway? Pizza! I say we go get some and celebrate our new member.
Oh, can we go to the pizza place next to nitrogen ice cream, please? Pretty please?
I don't see why not. Can all of us go?
I can go if Kane skips his skincare routine for the night.
For pizza and ice cream on a Friday night, I can sacrifice some time. Does anyone else need a ride?
Me and Leon can go on our bikes. Do you have a ride, Cece?
No, my mom dropped me off here and I don't want to bother her on such short notice.
You'll come with us then. Julia, I'm guessing you'll go with Elizabeth?
Do I ever not? Oh, wait. Can I, Lizzie?
Do you ever not? Of course you can. David?
I borrowed Miss Lissa's car for the night, and she doesn't need it back till tomorrow. I've got my way there.
Then it's settled. We'll meet up there.